This is America's great community radio station.
Really seems to be in touch with the heartbeat of the city.
AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hesitant as I am, and Lou also, for to cut off the mighty Ray Davies of the group The Kinks, one of the inventors, Lou, I think you would agree, of modern rock and roll.
Oh, yes.
From London, I believe.
Yes.
Great guys. Just a great group. But Captain America, I don't think there could be a more appropriate song for today. I think Captain America is calling. We need to help ourselves nationally, internationally. Threats from China, who knows where. And right here in Lower Westchester, North Bronx, city of New Rochelle. Lou, you brought it to my attention, the story coming out of Perth Amboy, New Jersey. A lot of violence there, and kids taking the lead. It's almost like a children's crusade.
Unbelievable.
I'm touched.
They're tame. They want the supervisor out. I mean, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure they're right. I don't know about Perth Amboy.
They're running up, but they're making a voice.
Sure. I don't think I've ever even flown over Perth Amboy, but I will tell you, I see the pictures on the screen. Nice looking community, kind of diverse, as they say. Probably not ideologically, but diverse in some good ways. And I like to see students taking the lead, Lou, and not waiting for some instant expert from Sweden, right, to teach them about the environment and issue some false science. But that's another story, another night. Let's go to our next caller, Vince. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm enjoying the show.
I'm glad you are. So give us a report from the field today. You were at the drawing for the superintendent. Look.
Yep. A couple things. Got a call from the superintendent. The New Rochelle schools are closed tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
Because of a possible storm. The message said that we did not have the busing capability to have a delayed start like some other districts, which is a bit concerning.
Yes.
But anyway, the Board of Ed meeting that was scheduled for tomorrow night, where they were going to go over the list of people who were selected today for the superintendent citizen advisory committee.
Yes.
Is also canceled. That's rescheduled for the following Tuesday at Columbus.
Yes.
But the meeting of this committee, of which I am one of 120 people. That's some committee, isn't it?
It's a little shocking.
120 people on this committee.
Yes.
Okay?
Vince, it sounds a little unworkable. What do you think, Lou?
It's the whole thing.
I can't wait to see those meetings. How they're going to go. You can't get four people to agree.
You won't have to wait long, Lou, because they picked everybody today. And this committee of 120 people is going to meet with the three candidates for school superintendent on Thursday.
Unbelievable.
Okay, now, I asked, they said, look, what's the possibility that you could get our committee members to get the emails, we could talk to each other, so we don't all ask the same questions? Here's how the format is. It's going to be from like 5 something in the afternoon till 9 o'clock. There's going to be each of the three candidates is going to have a 15-minute presentation. I think it's a 45-minute question and answer, and then 15 minutes. You're supposed to fill out a form of what you think about the person, and then the next guy goes. Now, you got 120 people. There's going to be a 45-minute question time. You got to fill out your question on a piece of paper. Somebody screens it. And then this person is supposed to answer the questions in 45 minutes. 120 people, yes. If everybody asked a question, talking about maybe 20 seconds to 30 seconds. So basically,
that's unreasonable.
It's going to be a curious development.
Well, let me ask you this, anyway. Vince. Hold on. Where do these three insty candidates come from? Instant camp.
Yeah,
where did they come from?
New Rochelle.
No, I understand that, but where did their names emanate from? Was this?
I don't know their names yet.
That's all right.
Off of my head.
But where did their personalities come from? Were they picked last week? Where?
No, these are people that were apparently selected by the school board.
I see.
And they're going to be present. I don't know if other people applied.
Okay.
But in other words, the school board whittled it down to these three.
Okay, so let's just put it plain. So your group, and I wish you a lot of luck, and let's hope for the best. You're picking from a pre-selected group, three surviving. And this, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. It could work out, but it just seems to be somewhat hurried.
Hurried isn't the word.
Yes.
Yeah. Hurried isn't the word. But we'll see how it plays out. But anyway, so that's that.
I hope for the best.
We'll see how. And also, this next Monday, on March 6th, there is an open meeting for all Republicans. If you're a Republican in New Rochelle and you're interested in what your political party is doing or not doing, or you want them to do,
yes,
a meeting has been called.
Yes,
at 7 o'clock. March 6th at the council chambers in City Hall.
That's great news. I meant to raise it. Thank you for doing it. Are you sure it's restricted only to presently registered party members?
Well, I'm reading from the letter that I got today announcing the meeting, and here's what it says.
Yes.
The meeting is called for the purpose of discussing, one, reorganizing the Republican Party Committee, two, the upcoming elections. And then in bold print, it says, this meeting is open to all Republicans who reside in the city of New Rochelle.
That's pretty plain.
That's good.
So if you know anybody who's a Republican.
Yes, understood.
Anybody who wants to find out or maybe have something to say or watch what's going on.
Yep, good.
Talk to people about, hey, you know, I might be interested in running for councilman
of
in
course.
District 4 or run for mayor.
Right.
Everybody who does a lot of talking,
yes,
now they need to show up.
Right, right. Very true, Vince. Thanks for the heads up. I'm going to read my notice. It must be at my home now, and I will strain to be there, though you know it might have been put at a more convenient time for some of our Orthodox Jewish community members. That's the first night of Purim, and that was a pure oversight, and I've been assured by the party that there will be succeeding meetings to fill in spaces and also to continue promoting. And Vince, I hope they devote at least one meeting to inviting and grooming new members of the party, whether they be independent, or Democrat, or otherwise.
Well, this is a beginning. Let's see what comes of it.
Absolutely.
But right now, you know, I don't have any inside info on anything. But
we're better off without it. We're better off without inside information.
Well, I'm just hoping.
Yep.
That the Republican Party can field some candidates because the Democrats are fielding the most radical people ever to aspire to leadership in the community I've lived in for 40-some years and have been part of since the 70s when I went to get my master's at the College of New Rochelle.
Fantastic.
This is a wild time in our
town. It sure is. Vince? Thanks for the information, we'll be following things closely. I hope to see you at that meeting or succeeding meetings, but I think Vince is absolutely right.
Thank you, Vince.
But, Lou, I also believe, I don't think it's so much ideology, it's turnout, it's party workers, it's people who believe in something like some of our callers, people we know. I don't think we have to be radical or counter to the right or the left. I think we have to offer a meaningful choice, and I hope we attract the long-depleted Republican numbers in New Rochelle, new members, and reinvigorate the party.
I just want to say, Steve, I congratulate this thing. At least it's a step in the right direction. Absolutely. You got to look at it. You know, you hear people complaining all the time on VOA, but this is a step in the right direction. Absolutely. If nothing comes out of it, it was a try.
Absolutely.
And that's how I see this, and I think it's a good try. I think it's the right time.
Yeah, but we have to stick with it. It's not going to happen in one meeting. No. And let's face it, the change is welcome without casting aspersions at anybody. We needed new leadership. Leave it at that. Let's hope the loyal opposition can really constitute itself now and give an alternative to the city machine. I think Lou and I agree. City machines, machines in general, are not always the best thing. It limits your choices, and it makes things really unfriendly and unfair. I think New Rochelle needs a working political system. So glad to hear that from Vince. Let's go to our next caller. Hello.
John Thomas.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, Lou.
How's it going, Johnny?
Good to hear from you. I actually forgot what I wanted to talk about.
It's okay.
I had so many things I wanted to say.
Take your time, John.
First of all, let me tell you something. I'm a Republican, too. They should go home also, the Republicans. They should go home. And then, Lou, you brought up something. Just yesterday, I received old pictures from my grandparents when they had a store, grocery store, and tenement buildings on South 7th Avenue.
John, stay with us.
Hold on. We'll
hold you over the break. This is our last break on the Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano show, talking about everything under the sun, but trying to keep it local like WVOX does. We'll be right back.
WVOX at 1460 for Harrison, Rye Brook, and Larchmont.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again. I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Feliciano. We're on Mondays, 5:30 p.m. at right here at WVOX 1460 AM. Your local, privately owned station. With music, features, all sorts of programming for the greater New Rochelle community. We're on the phone with John.
Yes, John Thomas.
Yes, John. How you doing?
Hey, John, I've got to tell you a funny story.
What?
You know, you talked about the Republican Party or whatever. I tell you how I got involved. We were all sitting around the hut. My father, Sammy Nick, and you remember Jimmy V, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy V worked in City Hall there. So
I know Jimmy V all my life.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy V, my father, and it was Sammy Nick, and then... Sammy Nicoletti. And Jimmy Demise came, Kasha Gannon. When they're talking... Yeah,
oh
and we're sitting there, my father and everybody's saying, it was 1968, and they were saying, well, these kids today, look at them, the long hair, blah, 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 they're not going to vote, they're not going to stay Republican, and Sammy Nick says, that, for all the guys that were there, Sammy Nick, if they're ready to play cards, and Sammy Nick says, who wants to put their money where their mouth is? These kids are all going to do whatever. So the next day, all the kids from the park or whatever like that, from the hut, went down to register for Republican Party.
Wow, very good. Wow. But let me tell you. I know somebody that went to New Rochelle High School that did some speeches about the new, to tell the kids about the new bridge that they're doing on North Avenue.
Yes.
And when he was there early in the morning, a couple of they played, I didn't even know they still do it over there, the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
And this person told me not one kid in three classes stood up.
That's wrong. That's disrespect. All those people are in the graveyards. That's disrespect.
Yeah, right. This is what you guys don't understand. It's over in this country. I'm 85 years old in a couple of months.
Salute.
It's over. You're not going to get... These kids hate this country.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of that, John. I agree. But I think we who have, let's say, different views, can't lay down and just wait for the inevitable. We have
that.
To keep fighting. Yeah, but I understand. I understand what you're saying.
I'm not a quitter. Lou knows that. I never quit on anything.
No,
but
no.
I quit on this. I hate to say it. I quit on this country.
I cringe when I hear those stories.
Today, I'm sorry. Today, Cross County Parkway. I'm driving since I'm 16 years old. I ain't never seen a more filthier highway in my entire life. I had a couple friends in my car. We're going for lunch. And the filth on the Cross County Parkway is disgusting.
No, yeah, I agree.
I see it everywhere. It's not just our community. It's surrounding. And people have less respect and awe of public works, what goes into them. I have a lot of respect for guys and women who've worked in it. I know Lou is a long veteran in New York City. I was born in the Bronx. I know how good and bad it can be. And we have to take the lead in a formerly fancy schmancy suburb like New Rochelle. And ask for more and vote. But I'll tell you, John, those who disagree with the existing regime have to organize. We can't sit on our butts. We can't just vote on election day.
But if they're not pushing patriotism in the schools and they don't tell them about World War II, how are they going to change?
I agree.
These kids aren't going to fight for this country.
I agree.
Come on, let's wake up and smell the roses.
I agree, John. I totally agree.
Disagree at all.
I mean,
I think you're right.
Lou knows I've been around the block a few times in my life. And now, you know, what I see here is I'm very patriotic. It's disgusting what I see here going on in this country.
I agree with it. We've lost a lot, and I agree. It starts either with families, if they're running the education, or the public schools. Public schools have a special mission, and to me, it's not teaching about sexual identity.
Thank you.
Not in the early grades, anyway. High school seniors, John, I think you'll agree. You sound like you were in those fractious times. High school seniors can handle a lot of discussion. I don't think there's a danger there. But early grades, primary, it's got to be limited to classic, existing, long-time subjects.
John, there's one word missing from the dictionary when we were kids is respect.
You're 100% right, Steve. These young kids are getting brainwashed every day that they don't know whether they're a female or a male. Are you serious?
It's crazy.
It's total insanity.
John, it's great me. Thanks for paying attention and calling.
Thank you,
John. Well, I'm on top of everything. Lou knows that.
Let me tell you something real quick. We got another call, but about John. When we were kids, he was a manager of Sports World, was the name of the team. Yeah. And the woman used to something to their kids were playing baseball. They weren't looking at their kids getting hit. They were looking at John go by because he always had a built like a perfect V and a good-looking guy. So all the women used to go crazy.
Sounds like a superstar.
He was a superstar. All right.
John,
bless everybody.
Thanks, as always, for calling. I believe there's one other caller.
Chris, hello. I think.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, Chris? How you been?
All right, hanging in. But I hate to disappoint you guys, but the world that we grew up in will never come back, okay? We were grounded in our family, in our neighborhood, in our country, in every way. But the Internet has really changed. The globalization that we're going through has really changed the world, okay? You could be anywhere, any place, and nobody knows where you are when you're talking. You could be present almost anywhere in the world.
You're absolutely right,
Chris.
But I don't think that means the end, the exit, or the future is sealed. I think we can affect it. We are blessed with a democratic Republican system that has worked many times. I don't think it's a reason to give up. I don't care what side you're on.
Hopefully we've passed on enough values to our children and our grandchildren that they will be able to figure it out. But we have, Lou, I'm going to give you one hope, okay? We may have an Italian-American president for the first time in history.
Wouldn't that be nice? Interesting.
Ron DeSantis.
he seems like a decent guy, but I'll tell you, I hope there's a rigorous process. I hope there's a rigorous process, guys, to choose the one, not to the one with the momentum.
because he's okay, but there are plenty of other qualified people in both parties.
Right.
And he sounds very young, even though I know he's a military veteran, got a nice record. I hope it's a long and deep, you know, sounding process.
Let's just hope he's not a, what do we call a Mariul.
All right.
Who's the lady, that the Italian lady that ran for vice president?
Oh, Geraldine Ferrara.
Good call.
Oh, yeah, right.
Excellent. Geraldine Ferrara.
Fine lady.
Yeah.
Didn't quite make it. Chris, thank you for the call, as always.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Stay tuned. Always call. That's about it for Lou and me tonight. Thank you for listening to Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo. 5:30 Mondays.
God bless everybody.
Dial in next week.